Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. Friday here on the show, and you know what that means? Well, it's Fun Friday. And it's a special Fun Friday here today because we got a special co-host. Lance Storm is joining us. We were actually planning to do a show a little bit later on today, but Mike Sempervivi was unable to join us for Observer Live, so Lance is stepping in. We killed two birds with one stone, and we got a lot to talk about. We got news, you know, all the big news, like Stephanie McMahon doing a talk show, stuff like that. So we got that, and then on top of that, they've announced the time for NXT Stand and Deliver, which a direct hit. Probably because I buried Ava so badly. I'll bet she made the call. But we'll tell you about that for WrestleMania weekend. We got Dynamite ratings notes. If you want to see Sting in full Sting attire, this is your last year to do so. So we can tell you about that here today. Maria is leaving AEW, although I can't remember the last time I saw Maria on AEW. Stephanie McMahon has got her own talk show that she's got planned. And everything Lance wants to talk about, which, of course, includes injuries in professional wrestling. There have been a lot of those. If you want to text us, we'll do that for now, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. And if you have questions for Lance, you're welcome to ask those as well. So, we're going to head to that first break. When we come back, action, adventure, and more, just like NXT, Wrestling Observer Live.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max. Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only. Select a request $2 for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is joining us here today. He's our special guest here on the program. And we got a lot to talk about here today. So why waste time, Lance? Let's talk about these injuries. A lot of injuries in wrestling nowadays.
There are.
What should be done, Lance?
Well, I think the most important thing is to not focus on placing blame and looking at the past, like with the JD injury on Raw. Like, I think today everyone realizes either the match stopped or he should have been stopped from continuing. So I think let's just accept that and look at what we can do in the future. And I think you brought up a good point, and it's something that TNA is doing, because we've been working on this a lot even before the Chris Bay injury, is that you need to have a doctor at ringside that can actually get to these people and check them out. But your point being, I think, too, it's important to have a wrestler that understands selling, understands bumping and moves, that has the authority to go, okay, that looked wrong, and either get the doctor to him or to just say, we're done, stop it, and do not let this person take another bump. Because, you know, after the JD injury, it's like, I'm left wondering, did he break his ribs on the first bump and punctured his lung by continuing to wrestle? I think you and Dave brought up, you know, the famed super kick by Goldberg. While it started the problem, it wasn't probably the deciding factor. It was continuing to wrestle for 2 weeks. So I think we need to empower people and let them know that stopping is okay. You know, I saw a lot of praise for JD's toughness, which is true. You know, a lot of respect for the guy for being tough, but that doesn't mean what he did was the right call and it was smart. And I think we need to get beyond that mentality and put long-term health first. And, you know, we've at TNA, we've had Chris Nowinski come in twice now since I've been there, doing the concussion seminars and lectures. And I know he's done them with WWE and he's done them with AEW. And I think the one thing that he said during the last one that I think is the most important point is, until we stop a match and then later go, oh crap, we shouldn't have, he was okay, then we haven't been careful enough. Like, until we go that 1 inch too far for the sake of safety, we aren't being careful enough. And, you know, we only get one brain. You know, we can have knees replaced and hips replaced, but we only have the one brain. We have to protect it from concussions. But again, we don't want guys wrestling with broken ribs. You know, heaven forbid he had a fracture in his neck. You know, I know guys, you know, well, Gary Wolf, it's like he broke his neck in a match. It was a couple of days before he went to the hospital because he was like his neck was still hurting. It's like he could have, you know, had, you know, been paralyzed the day after his match because he, it hurts, but who cares? And we don't want people fracturing something and then continuing and ending up in far worse scenarios. So I think everyone just needs to update the mentality of we don't finish no matter what. We look after people and empower the refs and say, if you really believe the guy's in danger, stop it. There will be no repercussions. Tell your doctors that. Tell your producers that. And have someone whose job is, that's wrestler, you know, a veteran wrestler. You know what I mean? Like a William Regal, a Fit Finlay, doesn't matter who. You know what I mean? Someone that knows wrestling really well, whose opinion you trust and value, to be the authority to go, you know what? He's not selling like you normally sell. Let's stop this.
You know, I was having a discussion on our board about this very topic. And Dave jumped in fact. I didn't even think about it till just now, but I need to go respond to him now. So I was talking about how, you know, there's different injuries. Some injuries are more potentially devastating than others, and some look worse than others. The example being Dakota Kai got drop kicked into oblivion. I saw it happen. I saw her immediate reaction to it, which was sitting up and swimming in the air, not having any idea where she was at. And it was like, get in this match, dude. Get her out of there. And they didn't. And then, like, if you watch the match, about a minute later, she's in there and she's doing all of her spots. So to a person outside looking in, they're like, well, she looks normal. Okay? Meanwhile, you have Cody, who tore his pec off the bone, and it's all bruised and black, and it just looks absolutely horrific. And he wrestles a match with that injury, and people are like just absolutely appalled how horrible it was. Well, the reality is, pain-wise, I'm sure it sucked for Cody, but the fact is, you tear your pec off the bone, it's torn off the bone, dude. It ain't getting more torn. You're not going to tear it farther. It's already off the bone. So, yeah, it sucks. But you're not going to, like, your life is not in danger. Your long-term health. You've got a torn pec. It hurts. You wrestle a match. It gets repaired, okay?
Yeah, Dakota's, you're not making the injury worse at all by having the match.
Exactly. Dakota's doesn't look as bad as Cody's did, but it is conceivably significantly worse. You continue wrestling with the injury she has that doesn't physically look bad like Cody's, and you risk that's the end of your career. That's something that's going to affect you when you're 50, 60, 70. I mean, it's significantly worse. So, yeah, you know, people made fun of Sin Cara when he broke his finger and wanted the match to end or whatever. I'm not going to make fun of the guy, but the fact of the matter is, you can work with a broken finger. You know what I'm saying? It sucks, but your finger's not going to fall off. You're not going to end up with Parkinson's disease down the road. It's a finger. You tear something, you want to gut your way through, whatever, okay? But not concussions. Not something that affects your neck. You break your neck, you keep wrestling, and you could be paralyzed or you could die. Like, there are different injuries, and that's why there needs to be somebody that understands this, that's there, that can tell the difference between, like, okay, that guy landed on his neck really bad, and, oh, you know, that guy got pile-driven on his head. We must stop this match. Okay, one is a work, one is, that was a bad landing. You need to have that person there to make that differentiation. And the point I was going to make was, I mentioned that exact same thing, and Dave goes, well, you know, Bill Del Wilkes, he did have to retire because of torn muscles. And there's a huge difference between what happened with Cody and what happened with Del Wilkes. What happened with Cody was he tore the muscle off the bone, and he decided, before I get it put back on, I'm going to have one more match. You're not going to make anything any worse. You're not going to ruin your career doing that. What happened with Del Wilkes is he tore his triceps. He had it repaired. He tore it a second time. He had it repaired. He tore it a third time, and it's supposed to be like after three times, like you ain't coming back after tearing the same muscle three times. I'm pretty sure he came back, and it was like the fourth time they were like, that's it, dude. Like, it's just going to keep doing this. And that was the end of his career. Not he tore it once, he wrestled on it, and it ended his career forever. It was multiple tears of the same muscle over and over and over again. So that's
yeah, and like you say with the Cody instance, it's like I know Christian. He tore, I don't know if it was pec or bicep or whatever, and he wanted to come back and do an angle to get injured to explain the injury. And he talked to the doctor, and the surgeon said, it can't get worse. We have to reattach it inside of the next 10 days. It doesn't matter what you do. You could go wrestle a match if you can handle the pain. It won't get worse. So he came back, and he did an injury angle, I think, with Del Rio back in the day. And it's like, that's fine. But like you say, concussions are a different thing. And you know, I've talked to Nowinski a lot. And that's another thing, too, with the, you know, there's the, I forget what it's called, but when your arms go stiff and reach out, you know, when you get knocked out, you know, Nowinski was explaining to us this in the seminar. And I stopped immediately and stood up, and it's like, okay, everyone here, never sell like this. Don't do the, oh, that's what happens when you get knocked out, so I want to put over this kick, I'm going to sell that way. It's like, we need to know that you're never going to do this on purpose. So when we see it, we can know you're messed up.
I got to talk about something like that after the break. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So the one I wanted to mention was the dreaded X, okay? So you fall down, you get hurt. Boom, the referee does a dreaded X. That means it's real, right? Well, fans started to figure that out. So now it's like, okay, I'm going to do this dangerous-looking move, and the ref's going to do the dreaded X, okay? Well, what the hell happens if you do that dangerous move, that work dangerous, but you accidentally break the guy's neck, the referee holds up the dreaded X, everyone thinks, well, that's a spot. They're doing the dreaded X spot. This guy's got a broken neck. So I always thought there should be, like, the dreaded X, but also the secret dreaded X, okay? So the actual, you know, someone gets hurt, you hold up the X. But if you're doing an angle where the X is supposed to be held up, but something goes wrong and the guy really gets hurt, you would do the X here. That way everyone knows, oops, something went wrong in the spot that was supposed to fake go wrong. It actually went wrong. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're getting into the...
We need extra cues here.
You're getting into Vince Russo territory of explaining that Rick Steiner is legitimately tough.
No.
Oh, he's really hurt now.
I'm not saying it for the people.
Fans. It's dumb. Everyone knows what this is a show.
I know, but I'm not saying you should ever even do that dreaded X spot. I'm saying they are doing it. Okay?
Well, they need to stop.
And if they're... But no, the point is, if they're gonna do it, you also need, in case something actually goes wrong, when you do your fake dreaded X spot.
Well, do you know they don't?
I don't know they don't, but I've never seen it. We haven't had someone get
hurt in a dreaded X spot yet.
They
might have something else.
Got to have that dreaded
X. Might tug on their earlobe. Who knows?
Tug on your earlobe. God. Tony Storm.
Actually, I think now referees have two-way communication, so they can talk.
They do.
The
They're
back.
Always messing with their gimmick.
Yeah, so they can just say he's hurt if it's real.
Yeah. All right. What's the Tony? What are your thoughts on this Tony Storm gimmick?
Again, I don't follow it all, but I get the gist of what they did, and I'm just, like, the performance was great, but one little adjustment in this whole thing could have made sense. If Mariah May, after winning the title, had dismissed and said, I'm done with her, I've surpassed her, I'm never wrestling her again, and have her categorically state to anyone that she will never defend her title against Toni Storm, she's done with her. Then when Tony comes back as rookie Tony and Mariah May confronts with you're never getting a title shot, she plays the amnesia gimmick and goes, so nice to meet you, and acts like a rookie and loses a couple matches as a rookie and tricks Mariah May into believing that she really has amnesia or what have you, and she's the old rookie Tony Storm that isn't all that good. Then when the casino battle royal comes in and Tony wins, you can actually have Mariah May sort of laugh off. It's like, well, I'll fight this rookie. And then when you have the big confrontation face-to-face, when she signs the contract, when Mariah signs the contract that she will defend against Tony, then Tony Storm lets the gimmick slip and takes off the jacket and goes into full timeless Tony Storm. And it turns out that the world's greatest actress pulled a ruse on Mariah May to make her think she was a rookie. And now she has to face timeless Tony Storm. And then the ruse worked. But as
what's funny, Lance, is did you see the casino battle royal that Tony won?
No.
Well,
but she might not have won.
And then Mariah was like, oh, I can't wait to face her. She was all happy. And then on the very next show, now she's angry and mean. And I was like, why did she clap when she won then? What's going on? I don't like the storyline. I don't like it.
But if she'd have been excited because she's facing this childish rookie and signed the contract all happy, and then Tony reveals that it was all an act and she is still timeless, And she punches Mariah May in the face and then cuts the promo about shoving her upper womb and ripping her body parts off. Then it would have made sense. Tony tricked her with her tremendous acting because she is the greatest actress of all time. And it's like, it would have meant something, in my opinion. But as it was, the whole subterfuge amounted to nothing but getting Tony beat up by Mariah.
Exactly.
May.
She got literally nothing out of it except getting beat up in the end. And, like, I don't want to be, you know, whatever, but, like, people, I don't know, man. You know, you could just do this the easy way. Tony loses at Wembley. She runs off into the night like she did. And Mariah just comes on TV and says, "You will never see Tony Storm again." And for the next 4 months, all people do is chant for Tony. They want to see her again. Every now and then, Mariah can beat somebody, and then they'll chant for Tony. She'll say, "You'll never see Tony again." People will chant for Tony. And then 4 months later, whatever they decide, oh, she gets the big win. You will never see Tony again. But bam, hit that timeless music. She runs down, beats the crap out of Mariah, sends her packing. You book the match. Everybody's happy. Like, I don't know why we can't just do it the easy way. Like, because that's how they always do it? Is that why we can't? It would have been far more effective than this odd subterfuge. This, I don't know, man.
But if the babyface is going to use subterfuge, it would be nice if it actually accomplished something.
I know, but the subterfuge they wanted to use was, she thinks she's a rookie and has forgotten the last 3 years. Like, I realize that a heel can be stupid, but, like, Mariah May supposed to fall for that? I mean, I guess.
Heels fall for hitting the music and turning around and getting schoolboyed every week. At least you're getting over the character of that she's an actress.
I don't know. Okay. Let's talk about a couple of news notes here, because I do want to get a plug in. So I guess I buried Ava one too many times. They announced that the NXT Stand and Deliver on WrestleMania weekend is Saturday at noon, head-to-head with our Brazilian buffet at Texas Day Brazil. What can you do?
Oh, I thought you were going to say your Q&A.
No, we avoided that one. But you know what? If you want to just watch Stand and Deliver later, like if you don't want to sit through 3 hours of NXT and then another 5 hours of WrestleMania, because they are on the same day, if you'd rather, like, eat, well, you can come to the Texas Day Brazil lunch, noon on Saturday. And I don't care about anybody else. I'm going to be there.
It's on
Eat all you can.
Bring your phone.
Yeah, you can watch it on your phone. Maybe we can even, I don't think we can talk him into putting him on the big screen. But the fact is, it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, and it's going to be delicious. And if you're going to Vegas and you want to hang out with us, we got that on Saturday at noon. And we got, like, a whole bunch of other things as well. We got a Q&A at the Palms, the beautiful Palms Hotel and Casino on Friday. There's the Texas Day Brazil Saturday. There's after parties. We're going to have a suite party Saturday and Sunday night after WrestleMania. And we're also going to have a watch party, watch wrestling, on Saturday and Sunday as well at the suite. So if you want to be involved in any of these things, you can buy tickets now for everything, including the buffet. And you can go to f4wonline.com/Vegas. That is f4wonline.com/Vegas. Q&A with Dave and I and a meet and greet. Texas Day Brazil on Saturday. Two watch parties on Saturday night and two after parties on Saturday night. Tickets for everything up at f4wonline.com/Vegas. And, you know, I'm sure we'll get around to watching NXT at some point.
And doing like 5 shows. You'll be busy.
It's going to be a very, very busy weekend, but what can you do about it? Nothing. TBS Dynamite on Wednesday night, 604,000 viewers and a .17 in 18-49. There was an NBA game on. And obviously, some portion of viewers watched Max. I love talking about this every week because people get really angry about it. But I got the viewership for Saturday night's main event on Peacock. So these are the concurrent viewers. So you could watch on NBC, or you could choose to stream on Peacock. Now, everybody gets NBC, so you would have to make a conscious decision to watch on Peacock as opposed to NBC. And the concurrent streams for that show, meaning at the same time, 589,000, okay? So of all the people that watched Saturday night's main event, 40% of them chose to watch streaming on Peacock. And if you extrapolate that, and we presume it's a similar percentage, then again, that comes out to about 241,000 people on Max, which would put Dynamite at about 845,000 viewers, which is around what they were doing before Max started. And so I continue to think that this is the likely viewership on Max. And until we have any Max numbers otherwise, that's the number I'm going with.
What's the cost of Max compared to Peacock? Because isn't there a lot of cable companies that you just get it for free?
Some of them. But it's also the difference between having TBS and having NBC. Everybody has NBC. And TBS is just people with that on their cable package. So, should I open up these phone lines, Lance? Should I let these people come on the air?
Fun.
All right, I'm going to do it. When we come back after the break, I'm going to open up the phone lines. So, very quickly, I'll give you the phone number. Use this number to call 618-762-3275. That is 618-762-3275. Or you can use the international web browser number. It's actually a URL. callinstudio.com/show/WOL. That's callinstudio.com/show/WOL. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm here. People are so angry about this max number. It must be zero. There is no other option. It must be. All right, if you want to give us a call, and I know people want to talk about it, so I can't wait. 618-762-3275. 618-762-3275. Or callinstudio.com/show/WOL. So give us a call. This phone bank is, we got five people on the line, and seven people can't get through, so I guess we should get started. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
It's Hub from Arizona. How are y'all doing?
What's up, Hub?
Yes, I have a different interpretation of this Tony Storm fake amnesia story.
I can't wait.
I think it's a meta-narrative where Tony's putting to bed unresolved issues with her rock star persona because she got a pie in her face in WWE. She had to share the AEW belt as an interim champion, and she even handed off the persona to Mariah for a spell. And now, as amnesia rookie Tony, she proved her rock star self as a valued member of the AEW roster, and now she can finally move on and know that she is rock star Tony, she is timeless Tony, she has integrated her innie and outie self, like on Severance, and she is going to be her 100% authentic self.
This is her 100% authentic self, Timeless Tony?
Well, with, you know, maybe she was truly Timeless Tony all along. Maybe that is the real Tony. I don't know. But I think in all seriousness, sometimes I thought this of the Broken Hardy saga. I thought Jeff and Matt Hardy were getting to resolve some old issues. And I think Tony Storm legitimately has felt slighted with some of the ways that she's been treated in these major companies. I remember even some backstage on the AEW reality show where all the ladies were like, people really don't appreciate Tony and she's carrying a lot that she doesn't get shouted out for. And I think we as fans are accustomed to like take for granted that, oh yeah, everybody loves Timeless Tony. But, you know, what if her and RJ City cooked up this way to kind of put a better end to the rock star persona?
All right. Well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. If only we could all have fans like Hob there. I don't know, man. All right, let's go. Thanks very much for the call, Hob. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, it's the Don. How you doing? It's Fun Friday. I just figured I'd call in and, you know, you put a squirrel on there. I'm actually a bird, you know.
Okay.
And I just honestly wanted to call in and, yeah, hi. Hey, how you doing, Chico?
I'm doing well. Lance is doing well, too. Yeah. What's your question?
Awesome. That's great. Oh, the question? No, I just wanted to throw more on this Tony Storm thing. Because, I mean, all she really was doing was acting. She was acting. There was no amnesia at all. She just, you know, she went away and she came back and she was acting. She was in a role and she acted. You know, because that's what actors do.
That is exactly what happened. And she acted her way into getting beaten unmercifully.
Well,
that's what happened.
It was a role. It was a role.
Okay.
She's playing
her role.
Know
your role.
I guess she knew her role to get beat up. Thank you, Don the Don. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. They're flooding in today. What's going on?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Lance. This is Stephen from Tulsa. My question, especially for Lance, for promotions that can afford it, I wonder what the viability would be for actually having dedicated, permanent ringside medical personnel, like at all times during every match, because then they can act as live spotters for if anyone's getting hurt. For downtime segments, like someone does a big move and they're all on the ground, they can be right there keeping an eye on the wrestlers to make sure they're not legitimately injured. I feel that while, to my understanding, that's partially the referee's job, I figure like only having the one referee there who probably isn't medically trained probably might not be enough for how big these big spots are these days.
Well,
and
yes.
I was just wondering, yeah.
Yeah, I want to thank you very much for the call. So obviously, I just want to say first off, every national promotion can afford to have a doctor at ringside. And AEW has one now. You know, he's there at every single show. I don't know why WWE doesn't have a doctor, like, sitting there at ringside at all
times.
Do they
not?
I don't know. Maybe they do, but it's not like, I mean,
wasn't there a doctor sitting there that saved Jerry Lawler's life? Like,
I don't
TNA
know if
has a doctor sitting ringside. I would assume WWE does.
All right, maybe they do. I just always see Doc Samson. He's impossible to miss. Maybe they just kind of hide the doctor on the WWE shows. But, yeah, they can all afford it. I mean, obviously. I don't think that's an issue. And I guess we'll find out. I'm sure I'll find out within the next 5 minutes if there's a doctor at ringside at WWE events.
Well, they have one at every show, correct?
Yes.
So your only question is he near a monitor? Is he? Because, again, our doctor's got a headset, too, so we can talk to him and tell him to check people out. So I'm assuming WWE is. They can certainly afford everything TNA is doing.
Yes. All right, let's go to the international web browser line to Kuwait. That's right. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yeah, hey, this is Ahmed calling from Kuwait. Just, it's been a while. Very happy to be in a show with Lance. Whenever you guys send surveys, I always ask for more Lance.
Yes.
I wanted to share some thoughts about AEW, the issues they're facing. I think they need to copy one thing from WWE is, WWE is very good with the perception game. You remember when Raw was having all those bad booking and then they blamed it on Corbin and they fired Corbin and they said, like, we're going to have a fresh start. So I think AEW needs to do something similar, like have a new quote-unquote visual image, new booker, whatever, just to start over, per se, because whatever they're doing right now, booking everyone like a mid-carder is not working. Not clicking.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah, what do you think, Lance? I mean, I've heard about the perception issues many times, but I think a lot of perception issues are a direct result of what the company is doing.
Yeah, and I get the idea of presenting a, hey, we're going to be something different, but it's you have to be careful with that because however many people there are currently watching the show on Max or otherwise, there's a lot of fans who really, really like what AEW is doing. So I don't think you can do the, you know, and we've seen it before in less successful companies. It's like, you know, Russo used to do the restart show. We're going to be all different now. And it's like, that generally doesn't work that well because the people who are currently watching your show like it. And those who have given up on your show may not hear about it. So you can't just do a reset show. I think you do need to consistently make adjustments if you think your product needs redirecting, but I'm not a big fan of the sudden left turn.
All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? This is Brandon from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Yes,
my question is, why do you think there's a lot of hate toward the Death Riders angle? Do you think it's a matter of just taste? Like people have different tastes, or is there something that you perceive could have been done better or could be done better to make that angle better?
Well, I think the problem is you'd have to ask each individual person individually why they don't like the angle. I think that, you know, one of the thing I hear over and over is people keep saying it's boring. And I think the feeling is that it's the same thing every week. It's just heavy heat angle, heavy heat angle, heavy heat angle, heavy heat angle. It's continuing on. It doesn't feel like it's progressing. And thus, that is people, that's how upset they are. Or that's what, oh, here, go. A doctor in WWE is at ringside, And medical is in Gorilla. What's the difference between a doctor and medical?
Well, there would be EMTs in a stretcher and stuff.
I see. Probably. So that's at Gorilla, and there is a doctor at ringside. Okay. So basically every major promotion does have a doctor at ringside.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What were we talking about? I lost it. I was going to chime in.
I don't know. What was that call? I also got completely distracted. Who was it? What was the question? Somebody on the chat, let me know.
From Plymouth, or wherever he was.
Oh,
from.
The Death Riders. Why do people not like the Death Riders?
Again, I'm not watching the show regularly, but I think perhaps one of the problems or conundrums is that there isn't, to my knowledge, an identifiable babyface that we are to get behind to overcome these heel beatdowns. Like, the Death Riders have a mission, and they're beating people up, but we don't know who the hero of the story is yet. And it's hard to get into a story if you don't know if you're hoping for Superman to show up, or Batman to show up, or the Lone Ranger. Until we know who the babyface is, they're not really getting heat on someone as much as a idea. And I think until you have the babyface that we can get behind to put Moxley and the Death Riders in their place, I think there's a piece of the puzzle missing.
All righty. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Last Thing.
Oh, good. Yes.
Who you got winning the Royal Rumble this Sunday? I mean, Saturday. Yeah, Saturday.
Who's going to win the Royal Rumble? I think there's a decent chance it's CM Punk.
I'm going with Cena.
It could be Cena. Well, no, I'm not going with Cena because I think Cena's winning Elimination Chamber. That's my guess.
That's fair.
What about the women's?
Okay, why do you think AEW is pulling 200K on Max?
Okay, you stay on the line, okay? I explained this earlier, all right? If you look at the percentage of people that are streaming Saturday night's main event, as opposed to watching it on TV, it is 40%. 40% of the Saturday night's main event viewers watched on Peacock instead of NBC. Okay? So, why, Lasting, would that percentage be significantly different for AEW Dynamite on Max?
Because WWE's been around forever. AEW's on like a 5-6-year company.
What does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with where the viewers choose to watch a show on a given day? How long the company's been around? What difference does it make how long it's been around?
WWE's more amplified.
Yeah, they're more amplified. So, hold on. They're more amplified, okay? So, significantly more people are watching their show, okay? So, if they run a show on... If they run Raw or SmackDown or Saturday Night's Main Event, they're going to get 1.5 million people watching it, okay? Dynamite is going to get 615 or whatever, okay? But forget that number. The percentage of people that choose to watch a show streaming versus on television, why would that be different for these two companies? It's irrelevant how long they've been around.
Well, actually, you could argue that WWE is more established as a television product and should actually have a lower percentage.
You could say that. So why would the percentage of viewers be different? Not the number. Like, I didn't say that AEW did 700,000 views. I said the percentage. Why would the percentage be vastly different? Is he gone?
Apparently so.
No, I'm here. Okay. I already gave my answer. But
why would it be different? That's my question. Just because they've been around longer?
That's my answer, but I guess if you disagree, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Well, I do disagree. I think that it doesn't matter how long they've been around, people are going to choose to watch television one way or the other. And I think that as wrestling fans, not to mention everywhere you go, all you hear about is people who are choosing to watch it on Max. They do polls online. You can go on our board. You can go on the chat. People were watching on Max, but for some reason, the idea that 200,000 people are watching on Max is astounding to people. They can't believe it. And I don't know why. I want it explained to me. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
In the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. This person here goes, so you're telling me that if we add in Max, Dynamite did as well as NXT this week? Yes, they probably did, okay? But NXT didn't simulcast. So if NXT did simulcast on Peacock, they'd probably get another 40% on Peacock above what they got on television. Now, granted, listen, hey, 40% might be high, okay? It might be. But, like, even if it's 20% choose to watch via streaming, it's still 115,000 viewers extra on Max. Okay, are people angry about that? Does that number anger them? I literally went up and I said, who watches on TBS and who watches on Max? And it was Max, 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 TBS, 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 Max, TBS, Max. Dude, if I ask here, okay, I get almost 50-50, all right? Well, 50-50 would mean that Max is doing another 650,000 viewers. Yeah. I never said that. I said a third of that. And people are still saying that's ridiculous.
Asking online is an unfair place to do it, though, when talking maybe, about streaming versus television.
Maybe, but you know what? People online are likely to stream.
Yes, so your numbers will be higher.
Well, yes, they would be high, and they are higher, because if you ask, it's 50-50. I'm not claiming it's 50-50. I'm claiming an extra 40%. 50-50 would be, I'd be claiming an extra 100%. Okay? That's a big difference. So I see nobody has come up with anything that tells me that these numbers are outlandish. Other than it just feels wrong. I need more than feelings, people. Anything else, Lance?
Nope. Have a great weekend, everybody.
We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!